This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a decent amount of conversation in this country about the wealth gap. Occupy Wall Street, 1%, the 99%, tax the rich. It's a pretty steady subtext to a lot of the political debate nowadays. Turns out they're having the same conversation over in China, despite or maybe because of the way that economy has been growing the past 20 years. A study out of the University of Southern California earlier this month says Chinese people aren't as happy today as they were a couple of decades ago. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is on the line from Shanghai with a little bit of context. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So what gives? More money does not equal happiness over there?
No, apparently not. I think what's important here is that this study starts with how happy the Chinese were in 1990. You know, well, back in 1990, China actually operated like a socialist country.
Right.
I mean, most everyone had a job back then. You were either a farmer or you worked for a state-owned company, but the state took care of you. You had lifetime benefits. But what's important to understand is everyone back then had equally dismal pay. It was rare to know anyone who had a lot of money. So in some ways, it was hard to be unhappy because everyone you knew was all in the same boat.
Yeah. And as we now know, that's definitely not the case over there.
No. Today's China is flush with cash. And these days, you can make it rich, but you can also really struggle. And that economic uncertainty impacts how people feel here.
All right. So you went out and you did a little reporting, a little informal, unscientific survey. What'd you find?
Yeah, I went out and talked to a lot of people on the sidewalk about how happy they are with their own economic growth. And the first guy I spoke to is Ray Chen. He's 30 years old, works in an import-export business, born in Shanghai, and he just returned from 6 years in Canada. Now he's back. He wants to marry his girlfriend, but he's still living with his parents. And the only property he can afford is 2 hours away from his downtown office.
I want to buy a house in downtown, but the price is too high. I cannot afford it, actually, right now.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to stay with my parents, postpone my, marriage with my girlfriend. So we have to stay separately right now.
Yeah, you know, so we talked about that when I was there last year, right?
Yeah.
Everything is becoming more and more expensive. Inflation's a huge problem.
Yeah, everything is rising more than household incomes. And, you know, that's not a good economic formula for happiness.
No, but it is a formula for people making money, though, right? Somebody's making money.
Right. You know, developers are obviously making a lot of money. And of course, the government of China itself is getting rich. And that's something that irks a lot of people I spoke to. You know, in the past 5 years, much of China's economic growth has come from building infrastructure. You know, the party has spent hundreds of billions of dollars on this. And most of these contracts have gone to state-owned companies. So in other words, the government's giving money to itself. So one man I spoke to, Lu Yajou, was really frustrated with this.
Nothing's okay, right? Everything's not all right.
Nothing is okay. And so he's saying that, you know, the Communist Party originated from the poor, but now has basically left the poor behind. You know, he's a security guard who makes $5 a day, and he lives in a 30-square-foot apartment with his wife and his daughter, and he isn't happy at all. And so I asked him, I said, you know, how could the government improve the situation in China? And, okay, so get this. He said that China should start a war.
No, come on, really?
Yeah, and I said, with whom? And he said, it doesn't matter. He said a war would reduce China's population,
which
he thought was the country's biggest problem. And this is about as cynical as you can get. But it's not really the first time I've heard this from people here. You know, it's extreme, but I mention it because I think it's evidence that some people on the lowest rungs of the socioeconomic ladder in China are beginning to become desperate about this widening gap between the rich and the poor, and between those who have power and those who don't. And they're really angry about the injustice of it all. And like I said before, this is not a good economic formula for happiness.
Yeah, and you don't hear a lot about those people on the lowest rung, right?
You don't. Right. But they're out there, and as we've heard from Mr. Liu, they're not too happy.
Yeah. Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Guy.